Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Roses. Parental discretion is advised. Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Sea Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
We welcome Claire to the Sea Morning Zoo.
Hello.
Hello.
I can't believe I'm on your show right now.
And neither can we. I know. This is so weird. Who are we putting to the test for you today?
We are calling my friend Stacy.
Okay. So now I'm sort of in the loop on all this because we've been emailing each other, but tell everybody else what's been going on.
Well, I've been dating a guy named Chris, and he is awesome. And, you know, I just like finally kind of feel like I found the perfect guy.
Right. And now you are not in a relationship yet. We stress yet.
Yes, not yet. But I'm hoping that things will happen.
Okay, so you and Chris. So now where does Stacy come in?
So Stacy is supposed to be one of my friends. And I found out from somebody else, and I promised her I wouldn't reveal who she is. But anyway, she told me that Stacy has been going after Chris behind my back.
Okay, and you gave some specific examples in your email.
Yeah, so like when Chris went to Busch Gardens a couple weekends ago, he posted on Instagram about it. So I guess Stacy raced over there and just happened to run into him there.
Uh-huh.
And she spent pretty much the whole day just being a total slut around him and trying to get him to notice her.
Right. And now that's not the only time she's done this, correct?
No. She also ended up at the Rascal Flatts show and snuck into the section he was in and pretended her seats were the ones right behind him. Like, what a coincidence. And so the actual people who had those seats showed up and made her leave.
Wow. I know, right? How desperate can you get?
I know, right? It's like she's just so f***ing desperate. So anyways, I texted her and I'm like, listen, you know that Chris and I are dating, right? And she's like, I know, girl. I'm so happy for you guys. And so I wanted to write back, well, if you're so happy, can you please stay the hell away from him?
Okay, so basically she's doing the friend thing to your face, but secretly trying to stab you in the back.
That's what I think she's doing. So I'm not sure. So far she denies that she's even interested in him.
Oh, okay. But you don't believe her.
Honestly, I'm not sure. I don't know what to believe, but it's just.
Well, listen, if we run the old War of the Roses pantogram edition thing on her and she picks a totally different dude, not Chris, will you feel better?
Yes, 100%. I will feel a lot better.
Okay, then let's do that. So what we're going to do is we'll offer Stacy a free pantogram so that she can send anyone she wants. And then you're going to hear who she picks and what she puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
All right, time for the two questions we ask every War of the Roses participant. Question one, are you sure you want all of this on the air? All right, and question two, how certain are you that if we offer Stacy this free pantogram that she's going to pick your man Chris to give it to?
I don't know, but if she does, then at least I've got the proof and she can't lie about it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, well, let's find out.
Dialing at random.
Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling to speak to a Stacy, please.
This is Stacy.
Good morning, Stacy. My name's Ashley, and I'm calling from the promotions department at Victoria's Secret. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks. So the reason I'm calling is because I noticed you had enough VS points on your account for a free gift, and I wasn't sure if anybody had called you yet.
No, I had no idea.
Yeah, the points program was something we just started this year, and it's kind of like a reward system for our customers. So if you have a few minutes, I can tell you about your free gift if you'd like.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, perfect. So it's called the VS Pantygram, and here's how it works. Have you ever had to send someone a postcard before?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, well, this sort of works the same way, only it's a super sexy twist on that idea. So what we do is send the special guy in your life a real pair of lace panties in the mail, and they come with a note attached. And you get to put whatever you want on the note. So maybe your boyfriend gets a pair that say, can't wait for this weekend, or thanks for last night, or even just thinking about you right now.
Oh, wow, that's really cool. So you said that they're printed on the panties, these notes?
No. It's actually on a card that's attached to them.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So who do they go to?
Well, that part is totally up to you. You tell us who you want us to send them to and what you want us to put on the card. And, you know, we take care of all of the cost. It's completely free for you.
Oh, awesome.
So you want to give it a try?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have to fill out a few things here. First of all, what color panties do you want us to send? We have red, black, or pink?
Let's do red.
Red, okay. And who are we sending these red panties to?
Wow. This is harder. I guess try and send them Tyler. No, wait. Scratch that.
Okay.
Send them to Chris.
Chris, okay. And what do you want the card to say that comes with them? We could put anything you want as long as it's under 180 characters.
Okay. put down, hope you're thinking long and hard about what we discussed. Love, Stacy.
No. I thought we went over this already. Chris and I are dating, Stacy. I asked you nicely to respect that. Hello?
I'm sorry, what's going on?
Hey, Stacy, listen, this isn't really Victoria's Secret. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104, and right now you're on War of the Roses.
Okay.
So Claire asked us to put you to the test because I guess she thinks you're going after Chris behind her back, even though you told her that you weren't.
I never said that.
Yes, you did, you f***ing liar.
I never said that I wasn't interested in him, okay? All I said was that I was happy for you. That's different.
Good. Then if you're so happy for us, then leave us the hell alone.
Okay. Look, the last time I checked, neither one of you had a ring on your finger, okay? So if he has more fun when he's with me, because I'm not afraid to do the things that you are, it's none of your business what he does when he leaves my room. I don't give a f***.
Okay, so by stuff, you mean that you're stalking him or just acting like a total slut around him until he notices you? You are so f***ing desperate,
no,
Stacey.
I mean hanging out, smoking weed, and giving him a f***.
You're such a f***ing liar. You never did any of that with him.
Okay, maybe you should ask him if we ever did any of that stuff.
Fine, I will.
Fine. Just don't be mad at me when you find out the truth, okay?
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.